It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Healthmark Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
And we are back here in Dietrich. It was not a very long break, but we're back. Welcome to the pregame show, brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. It is the Salukis' third game of the Dietrich Boys Holiday Tournament as they take on the North Clay Cardinals in a game that will decide at least one of the teams in the championship game. Glad you could join us with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and, pretty simple thing. Both teams are 2-0, win, and you're in the championship.
Yeah, both teams have defeated the same two teams. So we'll see what happens tonight. Salukis have won, I think it was a 7 in a row. They're 11-4. Or 6 in a row, I guess it is. They're 10-4. 11-4, I can't remember.
And, of course, it's seven straight tournament games that they've won.
Right.
Four in Wayne City and now three here in Dietrich.
Well, two in Dietrich.
Or two in Dietrich.
Yeah. Let's make it three.
Yeah.
We'll make it three and then make it four. So, but, they're 10-4. So looking for that seventh straight win and a chance to be in another championship game in the postseason. Someone was wondering, after they won the Wayne City tournament, when was the last time that Red Hill had won a non-postseason tournament, because they wanted some regionals and things. And I got to thinking, I think it may be back in 1997. It was their fifth championship in the Capital Classic in 97. And I don't think they've won a regular season tournament since then.
Well, let's talk about North Clay a little bit.
Right.
They were actually in the Conrad Allen tournament down at Wayne City. They defeated Grayville 74-15 and Weber 43-31. Then they lost to Gallatin County 58-43, and had they beaten Gallatin County, they would have seen Red Hill in the championship game down in Wayne City. Then they beat the Wayne City Indians 49-42 in the third-place game of that tournament. So, they could have played Red Hill in that tournament.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't, but they're probably familiar with seeing each other by
now. Yeah, they are, and I think at one time, it's been a couple of years, but they used to play have a series, not home and home, but they would play a non-conference game. So 1 year it would be at Red Hill, the other game would be at Louisville. So, but they haven't done that for the last 2 or 3 years. So, but they've been familiar with each other because they have seen times in different postseason or tournament events.
This pregame show is brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We will take a 3-minute break and be back with more of our pregame show. We'll go through the list of the Dietrich games today and a preview of tonight's game between Dietrich and Newton, which will also have an effect on who Red Hill plays tomorrow. So we're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. and thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back to the pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner and by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Earlier today, the Red Hill Salukis were victorious over Arcola 56-32. That was actually about an hour and a half ago right. When we last talked to you. And in that game, Parker Hamill was our Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. He had 15 points, Drake Allen at 13, Drew Moore at 12, and Connor McKinney had 11. And Connor McKinney has really been good from the three-point line in this tournament.
He has, and in that game, they got the running clock in that game because Red Hill extended the lead to over 30 points there in the fourth quarter. But they ended up winning 56-32. It was 45-26 at the half. Red Hill scored 11 points in the second half, 9 in the third quarter, 2 in the fourth quarter. Arcola did not score in the third quarter, scored 6 points in the fourth quarter, all on free throws.
Now, of course, North Clay comes into this game coming off a 53-46 victory over Oblong, as well as a 66-57 overtime victory over Arcola. So this is their only game of the day.
Right.
But obviously, just like Red Hill, it's if you're going to get to the championship game, it's win and you're in.
Right. And you, people look at it and say, okay, Red Hill's won almost 30 points over 30 points against Oblong. They had a 30-point lead against Arcola. And North Clay's won by 9 and overtime by 7. You're like, well, maybe it should be an easy game for Red Hill, but I don't expect that at all.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it'll be a very close game. Of course, Red Hill, having just played an hour and a half ago, back on the court right now. Yeah. And, of course, later tonight, one team that just walked off the court was the Newton Eagles. After this game, they got to get back on the court
right.
And play the host Dietrich Moving Maroons.
Yeah,
that will be a similar scenario. That'll be both teams 2-0. Winner goes to the championship
yep.
game.
You said, you know, Arcola beat Oblong 52-39.
Yes.
Sullivan over Cotton Herrick beat the city, 65-49?
69-49.
Then Red Hills.
And more. We're your community bank. Citizens National Bank's Bridgeport Banking Center. No better banking. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We've got you covered from head to toe. And by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's locally owned and operated pharmacy. So the starting lineups being introduced for the Red Hill Salukis and the North Clay Cardinals. The Salukis will go with their usual five: Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, Nathan Worth, Drew Moore, and Drake Allen. For the North Clay Cardinals, it will be Tyson Jones, Luke Fleener, Caden Turner, Aileon Reinhardt, and Nick Miller. And a couple of players from North Clay to watch are some of the leading scorers in this tournament, at least as of yesterday in terms of the two games played. It looks like Tyson Jones and Aileon Reinhardt were two of the leading scorers from yesterday in the Dietrich Holiday Tournament.
And I think one of the players, the Reinhardt, would be one of the players that was had a. I think he may have made the all-tournament team
at Wayne City.
Could have, yeah.
So the Red Hill Salukis will be wearing their road uniforms in this game. They are the visiting team, so they are in their blue jerseys. For the North Clay Cardinals, they are in their white jerseys as they are the designated home team. Jumping it off for North Clay, it will be Nick Miller. And for Red Hill, it will be Nathan Worth. We are all set to go here from Dietrich. It's the Red Hill Salukis and the North Clay Cardinals. Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Cardinals. Elion Reinhardt comes up with that tip. And Red Hill will start the ball game in a 1-3-1 zone defense. So the Cardinals have the basketball. Here's Reinhardt with it, getting out left side to Turner. Now they go in the corner. Here's a three on the way. That's an air ball, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Now Moore on the fast break. Gets it out to Nathan Worth, and he lays it in. Nathan Worth opens the ball game with 2 points, and it's 2-0 Salukis. Now this time, Elion Reinhardt brings the ball up court. Being guarded by Worth. Gets it out left side to Turner. Now back to Reinhardt, and stripped away and stolen by Drew Moore. 2-on-1 here. Moore's going to shoot it and lay it in.
Tried to draw some contact there. He did, but no foul calls.
But nonetheless, a 4-0 lead for Red Hill, and Drew Moore with his first 2 points of the ball game. He had 13 earlier against Arcola. In the meantime, the Cardinals with the basketball, they drive down low. Here's the shot. It's good, and that's Nick Miller with the first 2 points of the ball game for North Clay. In the meantime, here's McKinney being guarded by Reinhardt. Now this time left wing, here's Drake Allen.
First time in an offensive second, they've had two fast break points.
They're going to feed it down low to Drew Moore. His double team gets it out top to key. Now here's Parker Havel. Now left wing, here's Worth taking a three, and that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Caden Turner. So North Clay here with the basketball. It's 4-2 Salukis. We've just started the ball game.
North Clay was in a man-to-man.
Reinhardt gets it out to Turner. Now back to Reinhardt in the right wing. Here's a three on the way by Jones. That's going to be off the rim. And Nathan Worth comes up with the rebound. Here comes McKinney up top. Now it's time it's Havel, right wing. Havel with the basketball, rolls out to the top of the key, and now calls a play. Havel back towards the half-court line, gets it out to Nathan Worth, down low. Worth is going to shoot it, no good, and the ball is going to go out of bounds.
Well,
and be saved, actually, by Nick Miller. I think the Cardinals thought about letting it go out, but Nick Miller at the last second decided.
Drake Allen was the last one to touch it, I think.
Yeah. 5:55 to go in the opening quarter. It's 4-2 Salukis, but the Cardinals have the basketball. Here is Elion Reinhardt with a big guard by Havel. Gets out to Turner. They feed it down low this time, and that's going to be a basket by Nick Miller.
He's got all four for North Clay.
We're tied up at four here. 5:36 to go in the first quarter. Havel gets it out left wing to Nathan Worth. Worth with it, rolls out to the top of the key. Gets out to McKinney, right corner. Now it's time down low to Drake Allen. He's going to shoot over two defenders. That's off the rim and rebounded by Reinhardt. We're all tied at four. North Clay has the basketball. This is North Clay's only game of the day. They played two games yesterday and won them both. Here's a shot on the way. That's going to be no good. And a fight for the rebound, and the Cardinals come up with it. Now Reinhardt has the basketball. Now this time it's Caden Turner. They get it out to the left corner. Now this time Miller gets it out right side. Here's a shot on the way from just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebounded by Drake Allen. Now this time Salukis in quick transition. This time it's Parker Havel right wing. Tried to feed it down low, but it goes out of bounds, and that will be a turnover.
First turnover for Red Hill. Each team has one.
We're all tied at four. 4:43 to go in the first quarter. North Clay with the basketball. Here's Elion Reinhardt with it. Gets it out left side to Turner. Turner, that pass got tipped, and it's going to be stolen away by Drew Moore. Moore on a fast break, 2-on-1. He's going to shoot over the defender, and it's good. Drew Moore now with 4 points in the ball game, and it's 6-4 Salukis.
Red Hill's converted on both of the Cardinals' turnovers.
Reinhardt brings the ball up top for North Clay. Feeds it down low to Turner. That got blocked. McKinney comes up with the rebound. They feed it down low to Drake Allen, who's going to shoot it and put it in. Drake Allen with his first 2 points in the ball game, and that increases the Red Hill lead to 8-4. Reinhardt brings it up top for North Clay. Gets it out to Turner, left wing. Now this time back to Reinhardt. That got tipped away by Drew Moore. Now Drew Moore, and that got tipped away, and it is going to be stolen by Turner. Now this time North Clay with the basketball here. Aileon Reinhart with it, top to Key, slows things down. Being guarded by Parker Havel. He's going to drive down low, feed out top of Key. Now three on the way from the right corner. That's going to be off the rim. And Drake Allen comes up with the rebound. Red Hill, quick transition. Here's Nathan McKinney. McKinney drives down low, and that pass got stolen away. That was Luke Fleener with it. He drives down low, and that gets tipped away and stolen by Havel. Havel now on a fast break. Quick feed down low to McKinney, and he puts it in. Connor McKinney with his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 10-4 Red Hill.
They're playing the pace that Red Hill wants to play.
3:07 to play in the first quarter. North Clay with the ball. Salukis up 10-4. Turner gets it out left wing. Here's Luke Fleener. Now back to Turner, top of the key, being guarded by Havel. Drives into traffic, gets out to Reinhart. Reinhart now drives down into the paint. And that got blocked right there.
Yeah.
I believe that was McKinney or Havel with that block. Yeah. I think McKinney.
Yeah. Well, Red Hill's got 10 points. Everything basically been on layups. Moore had a short jump shot. He's had a couple of layups. Ward's been a layup, and so was McKinney. So
now Tyson Jones has it right wing, gets out to Reinhart. Now this time it's Nate Miller with it, drives into traffic. He's going to shoot it, and that's going to be an air ball and rebounded by Connor McKinney. That actually may have gotten tipped.
I think it was a little bit.
Now McKinney gets down. That's going to be stolen away by Tyson Jones. He's on a fast break. He is going to get an easy layup. Tyson Jones, his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 10-6. Red Hill still on top.
Yeah, Jones anticipated that pass to the wing and just took it away and went out for an easy layup. Red Hill didn't even try to contest it.
2:13 to play in the first quarter. Here's Parker Havel in the right wing. Now it's time for Moore. Moore being guarded by Jones, gets it out left side. Here's Parker Havel. Havel being guarded by Reinhart, gets it out to Drake Allen. Now Drake Allen with it. Now Drew Moore top the key. And that pass gets tipped out of bounds, but Red Hill will keep it. That was Aileon Reinhart going for the steal. But Red Hill will keep the basketball.
10-6, Lucas on top. 1:57 to go in the opening period.
This has been a quick first quarter.
It has. Well, haven't many fouls called yet, as I say yet.
Now Parker Havel with the ball. Here's Drew Moore in the right corner. Drew Moore with it. Now top the key. Here's Drake Allen. 1:45 to play here in the first quarter. Now left wing. Here's Havel. Havel with the ball. Oh. And that pass is going to go out of bounds, and that will be a turnover.
That's already five turnovers. They thought Wars was going to break out on top, and he stayed at the free throw line extended. So
10-6 Salukis is your score, but as you say, those five turnovers, North Clay is able to remain in the game right now.
North Clay has four turnovers. The one thing on Red Hill's turnovers, they've been able to get fast breaks off theirs.
That's true. Luke Fleener has the ball, and that gets tipped and stolen away. That was Parker Havel with that. Five turnovers for North Clay. Now Havel out to Drew Moore, left wing. Moore drives into traffic, shoots over two defenders, and it goes in.
That's three baskets for Drew.
6 points for Drew, and that's 1:08 to play in the first quarter. 12-6 Salukis. Now Aileon Reinhart has the basketball. That nearly got tipped by Havel, but here's Turner driving the traffic, and that does get stolen by Connor McKinney. Here's McKinney on a fast break. Out to Havel. Here's a three from the right wing. That's no good. Rebound by Nathan Worth, and we got a foul on the rebound, and that's going to go on North Clay.
That was Parker's first shot of the game.
That will be the first foul of the ball game with 50.5 to go in the first quarter. We got a sub coming in for North Clay. It's Trey Smith. As Luke Fleener goes to the bench, and that fouls on Aileon Reinhart, his first. So Red Hill will inbound from underneath the basket. Now here's Nathan Worth in the corner. That's going to be stolen away by Reinhart. He's on a fast break here. He is going to lay it in. Aileon Reinhart, his first 2 points of the ball game, and that was like a football interception.
Yeah.
Almost a basketball equivalent of a pick six.
Right.
33 seconds to play in the first quarter. Red Hill with the basketball, up 12-8.
Turned out just to be a pick two, but that was good enough.
Here's a shot by Moore from the foul line. No good. Drake Allen, though, comes up with the rebound. 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Allen gets rid of it. Out to Drew Moore in the left wing.
They'll probably set up to get for one shot. Red Hill does have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Or
Drew
third
Moore
quarter.
Gets it out to McKinney in the right corner. Now this time it's Moore down to 10 seconds. Down to eight. Drew Moore still with it in the right wing. Rolls out to the top of the key. Now cross court pass to Havel. He's going to take a three, and that's nothing but net.
I thought the draw was going to draw rain or something. That was,
what an
that was
impressive
a high arc
shot. And that is going to wrap up the first quarter. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, one quarter of play down. It's Red Hill 15, and North Clay 8. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and business.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, complete wellness, body, mind, and community.
Salukis inbound the ball to start the second quarter, leading 15-8.
And here's Parker Havel's basketball out to Drake Allen, left wing. Allen being guarded by Turner, tries to get a screen there, and he's got to get rid of it, get out to McKinney, left wing. They try to feed it down low to Drake Allen, he can't hold on to it, and that's stolen away by Tyson Jones. They had the right idea there, though, and we got a whistle, and we're going to
call a foul against
North Clay.
North Clay, yeah. They handed the ball off, and it was going down the floor and ran into Drew Moore, kind of knocked him down, and they're going to call the foul
on Tyson Jones.
So
that'll be his first and the team's second. So Red Hill with the basketball up 15-8. Now this time Havel has it in the left wing.
North Clay really putting pressure on defensively.
Feeds it down low to Drake Allen. He's going to shoot over three defenders. No good. Rebound, though, by Havel. No good, but he draws the foul. And that will send him to the free throw line.
Third foul against North Clay, and the foul against
Trey Smith. That'll be his first. So already 2 fouls in this quarter against North Clay. They only had one in the first quarter. First free throw up and no good. Tonight's game also brought to you by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, how you want. And by Larry Bope's Pizza of Lawrenceville. Famous for delicious, mouth-watering pizza. How about after the game? Second free throw by Havel. No good.
That didn't happen too often. Ethan Bible in the ballgame for North Clay.
Now Ethan Bible has the basketball for North Clay, being guarded by Parker Havel. Gets out to Tyson Jones, right wing. Now back to Bible, top of the key. Now it's time Turner. Here's a three on the way from the corner. That's going to be no good. And Drake Allen comes up with the rebound. 7:05 to play in the second quarter. Drake Allen drives down low, he's going to be called for a travel.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to draw a foul.
I think he was trying to make a pass. He was out of control a little bit. Maybe a lot of it because he was called for the travel. So
that will be another Red Hill turnover.
They've already got 8 turnovers, 7 for North Clay. But a lot of them are aggressive turnovers.
That's true. Now North Clay with the basketball. Here is Nick Miller in the left wing. Miller with the ball. Gets out top the key. Here's Trey Smith. Smith being double teamed. Gets out top the key. Now back to Smith in the right wing. Smith with the ball. Finds Nick Miller top the key. Miller being double teamed. Rolls out to the left wing. Now it's time to go to the right corner. Here's a three on the way. That's going to be an air ball and rebounded by Drake Allen. Now the Salukis bring the ball up top. Here's Connor McKinney with the basketball. Now left wing, here's Drew Moore. Being guarded by Tyson Jones. Drives into traffic, feeds it down low to Drake Allen, and he puts it in.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to get the shot blocked and everything, but he muscled it through.
And that might have even been partially hand on it, too.
I think so.
But it still goes in, and it's 17-8 in favor of Red Hill. Now this time Moore's play with the basketball. Here's Ethan Bible. They feed it down low, and that's going to be stolen away by Drew Moore.
Tipped away by Nathan Worth. Not knocked away from Moore, but
that
out of bounds.
With Red Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, Nathan, I think, tipped the ball, and Drew was there to get it. Trying to rush the ball up the floor.
8 turnovers so far for North Clay. 17-8 Salukis is your score.
I've got 8 for each team, so, I mean, kind of indicates the fast pace of the game, too.
Yeah. Now Parker Havel out to Drew Moore, top the key.
They're really playing tight defense.
And now this time Drake Allen has it. Now 3 on the way from McKinney. Connor McKinney, and that's good.
this first three. He's got five tonight.
And that makes it 20-8 in favor of the Red Hill Salukis. Now this time it's Alion Reinhardt with the basketball.
Almost
driving in traffic, and Havel fell. Yeah. I think he was trying to draw a charge.
I think he stumbled. I think he could have had a travel on the north play.
And they feed it down low this time, and that's going to be a basket by Caden Turner. Turner with his first 2 points of the ball game, and that makes it 20-10 in favor of Red Hill. Now Connor McKinney with the basketball out to Drew Moore, left wing. Moore rolls out top to Key. Feeds it down low to Drake Allen, and he got fouled chewing the basket. That was blocked, but it is a foul.
On Caden Turner.
And so that will send Drake Allen to the free throw line.
Raiders 0 of 2 of the line, have him missing his two free throws. Salukis were 7 of 12 from the field in the first quarter.
Drake Allen's first free throw is up, and it bounces off. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. Drake Allen at the free throw line. He's got 4 points so far in the ball game. His second free throw is up, and it is good. Make that five. 21-10 Salukis, 5:07 to play until halftime. Now this time Cardinals have the ball as Miller gets out to the left corner. Now this time it's Tyson Jones. Now back to Miller in the right wing. Now top to Keith Leaner. Now Tyson Jones again, left wing. Now Tyson Jones rolls out to the right corner, and here's Miller. Miller with the ball. Out top to Key. Here's a three on the way by Jones. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, and the Salukis come up with it. Now Havel has the ball. Feeds it down low to Drew Moore on a fast break. No good. And the Cardinals come up with the rebound, and we're going to have a foul called on Red Hill.
First foul of the game for the Salukis. It'd be, I think it's a Nathan Worth.
And that will be his first and the team's first, as Luke Fleener did a really good job coming up with that rebound for North Clay. 4:33 to play until halftime. Salukis up 21-10. Tyson Jones gets it out to Miller. Now here they are in the left wing. Here's Luke Fleener. Fleener with the ball. Now out back to Miller, who rolls into the right wing. Works his way against Moore. Loses the ball, and Red Hill comes up with the steal. Now is Nathan Worth with that steal.
Right, he's been responsible for a couple of deflections and steals.
Now here's McKinney with the ball. Top to Key. Gets out to Drew Moore. Moore works his way. Now three on the way from the right wing. That's Havel, and he's got it. Parker Havel now with 6 points, 2 3-pointers, and we've got an Embraer Federal Credit Union timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 3:59 to play in the second quarter. It's Red Hill 24 and North Clay 10. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Salukis up 24-10, and North Clay has the basketball. 3:53 to play until halftime. Now it's time it's Luke Fleener left wing. Out this time to the left corner. Here's Alion Reinhardt. Now this time it's Nick Miller with it right wing being guarded by Drew Moore. Now top of the key, here's Fleener. Fleener and Havel tries to tip it away.
They do,
and they
finally
do come up with it. And North Clay is going to come up with it back.
Never could gain control of it, so he gets a turnover there.
It got tipped into the backcourt.
Right.
So obviously no over and back there. Now Cardinals driving in the paint. Here's a shot by Reinhardt down low, and it's good. 4 points for Reinhardt, and it's 24-12, Red Hill. Now McKinney brings the ball up top. Now Parker Havel has it right wing. Rolls out to the top to Key. Havel dumps it off this time. Now they drive down low. Here's Drew Moore. Now three on the way from McKinney. That's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Nick Miller. Now the Cardinals in quick transition. Here's Reinhardt driving down, shoots, and they're going to call the foul on Red Hill.
Foul, yeah.
I believe that's, let's see the number. I think it's McKinney.
I think it is, too.
He was trying to draw a charge, I think, as he fell down.
Right. Two shots for Reinhardt, their first time at the line.
That'll be McKinney's first foul and the second on the team. Reinhardt's first free throw is up, and it is good. Make that 5 points for Reinhardt. Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Funeral Home in Bridgeport, our family serving your family. And by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrough FCU. Second free throw up and good. Make that 6 points for Elion Reinhardt. 24-14 lead still for the Red Hill Salukis.
Half court zone pressure.
Still some pressure. Here's Drew Moore in the backcourt. Out this time. Now Red Hill has it.
Cameron Ray in the ballgame.
Now Havel has it left wing. They feed it down low to Drake Allen, and he beats the defenders and gets the basket. Drake Allen now is 7, and it's 26-14, Dogs.
Yeah, Ray probably came in. I think he came in from McKinney.
Now here are the Cardinals with the basketball. Here's Reinhardt with it at the top of the key. Now it's time Turner gets it out. Here's a three on the way from the right corner. That's going to be in and out. Rebound, though, down low by Fleener. He shoots over two defenders, and it goes in. Luke Fleener, his first 2 points of the ball game. And that makes it 26-16, Red Hill. We're going to have a foul call, it looks like, on North Clay.
Cameron Ray, the one foul, looks like he's going to go to the line for two.
He was in the act of shooting down low. It's Red Hill with that up-tempo game to get back down the court.
Foul was the second one on Turner.
And the fifth on the team. First free throw up and no good. Couple of subs coming in for North Clay. Tyson Jones, one of the stars, back in the ball game, and Trey Smith also back in the ball game. And in the meantime, Cameron Ray in the game trying to get his first point. Second free throw up and good.
One of two for Ray.
2:09 to play until halftime. 11-point lead for Red Hill. Luke Fleener brings the ball up top. They get out to the left wing. Here's Tyson Jones. Jones being guarded by Drew Moore.
Tipped away by Havel.
Now Ethan Bible has it in the right wing. Now Ethan Bible drives into traffic, and that's going to be tipped away, and it goes towards the Red Hill bench, but with North Clay.
Red Hill's been in the 1-3-1 zone this whole entire game. It's kind of confused them. Not much maybe confusing, but they haven't got really good shots a lot of times, plus the turnovers.
Now Tyson Jones dumps it out this time to Trey Smith. Smith top the key, rolls out to the right, gets out to Ethan Bible. Bible hands it off to Luke Fleener. Now it's time it's Jones out left wing, back to Trey Smith. Now it's time it's Bible again, drives into traffic, being guarded by Moore, and he's going to draw the contact, and that will be a foul on Drew Moore.
Third team foul, first on Drew.
Sub coming in for Red Hill as Connor McKinney is back into the ball game.
For Nathan Worth. Going 6-6 to 5-11.
1:30 to play until halftime as North Clay inbounds. Here's Reinhardt with a being triple team. Shoots over three defenders. No good. Fight for the rebound. It goes off North Clay, and that will be Red Hill ball. Salukis with an 11-point lead. Winner of this game goes to the championship in the Dietrich Boys Holiday Tournament. Now McKinney in the backcourt. Gets out Drew Moore. Drew Moore now drives down. He's going to shoot it from just outside the foul line. That bounces in and out and rebounded by North Clay's Trey Smith. Cardinals now with the ball, 1:05 to play until halftime. Bible hands it off this time. Now here's Tyson Jones in the left wing. Now cross-court pass back to Trey Smith. Now this time Tyson Jones again. Here's Luke Fleener, left wing. Fleener being guarded by McKinney. Out to Tyson Jones, left corner. They feed it down low to Reinhardt. He's going to shoot it and put it in. Reinhardt now with 8 points for the Cardinals. 27-18, Red Hill. 41 seconds to play until halftime. And that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Luke Fleener. Good pressure there. Here's a shot by Jones, and it's good. 4 points for Jones, and we've got an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 31.5 seconds to go until halftime. It's Red Hill 27 and North Clay 20. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
30 seconds to play. Red Hill with the basketball, up by 7. Here's Drew Moore with it in the left wing, being trapped, being triple teamed, and he almost lost it, trying to save it. Now this time gets it out, and they're going to call a timeout.
Ryan's going to call another timeout.
So another Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout, 30-second timeout on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Red Hill 27 and North Clay 20. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
The North Clay Press really keeping Red Hill on its toes.
Yeah.
18 seconds to go until halftime. Here's Red Hill with the basketball. Connor McKinney top the key. Down to 13 seconds. Here's Drake Allen. Allen drives down low. That got blocked. That was Fleener with that block. Now North Clay. Quick transition. Here's Reinhardt. That got blocked as well by Hamill. So with 5.8 seconds to go until halftime, North Clay will have the ball under the basket.
And Nathan Worth coming back in.
Boy, you talk about hustle on that quick transition. So Ray taking a seat right now. 5.8 to go. They inbound. Here's Bible getting it out. Now Fleener. That gets tripped by Drake Allen. A half-court heave. That's going to be no good. And that will wrap up a crazy first half.
Yeah.
On the Best Way Express scoreboard, after 16 minutes of play, it's Red Hill 27 and North Clay 20. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the halftime show brought to you by LC Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press one, press two.
Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town.
your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
And we are back in Dietrich. It's the Halftime Show, brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and by Larry Bope's Pizza. Your score at the half on the Best Way Express scoreboard is the Red Hill Salukis 27 and the North Clay Cardinals 20. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhardt, and let's take a look at the scoring for both teams for the first half. Drake Allen leading all Red Hill scorers with 7, Parker Haviland, Drew Moore with 6 points each, Connor McKinney with 5, Nathan Worth with 2, and Cameron Ray with 1. For the North Clay Cardinals, Aileon Reinhardt, no relation, with 8 points, Nick Miller and Tyson Jones with 4 points each, and Luke Fleener and Caden Turner with 2 points.
And you look at this over stats, Red Hill is 11 of 21 from the field, only 2 of 6 from the free throw line. North Clay 9 of 19 and 2 of 2, it looks like. Yeah, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Red Hill's out rated about him by 11 to 7, but 9 turnovers for Red Hill and 10 for North Clay. Red Hill, the game was tied at 4. Red Hill was up 15 to 8 at the end of the first quarter, and their largest lead came in the second quarter at 14 points at 24 to 10. But they've been outscored 10 to 3 since that point, and cut to 7 at 27 to 20. And Havels hit 2 threes, McKinney a 3 for the 3 threes that Red Hill's had. I'm looking for, so far I don't think North Clay's made a 3-point shot. They've missed several, but they have not made one yet. They've taken several from the corner and things. But Red Hill's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think there's like 3 out of 5, so not too bad.
You know, a lot of turnovers on both sides, but it's not really a sloppy game.
No.
You know, it's aggressive turnovers.
Right.
You know, both teams have been aggressive. The press has really forced a lot of turnovers on both sides. And North Clay is really doing a good job with their press to stay in this ball game and be down only 7 at the half.
Yeah, they were down like 24 to 10, but they've hit some shots there. A couple times, right, it was not very careful with the basketball. But try to correct that at halftime and get things ready for the second half to go on the press, and we'll see what happens as the Salukis return to the floor for the second half.
Quite a few tournaments going on, Rob, across the area in both Illinois and Indiana. Some scores from around the area. Reveille wins today over Shoals 57-49 in the Springs Valley Holiday Tournament. And also, this update was just a few minutes ago at the end of the third quarter at North Davies. Bar Reeve and South Knox playing. Bar Reeve leads that one 45-35 over South Knox. Those are Best Way Express scoreboard updates from some of the other tournament games going on in this area.
And the Salukis, the winner of this game, will move to the championship game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and would meet the winner of this final game tonight between Dietrich and Newton. Both those teams are 2-0 in their pool. So I think they're setting up. We got another half to go here as Red Hill leads by 7, 27-20.
Yep, lots of interesting basketball right here in Dietrich. So this has been the Halftime Show, brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and by Larry Bob's Pizza. We will take a 3-minute break and be back with the second half between the Red Hill Salukis and the North Clay Cardinals. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at the Health Department in Lawrence County. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Looking basketball on the legend, brought to you by Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Winner, winner for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're your home for the Salukis all season long. The legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
North Bay starts the third quarter with the ball.
And they're down 27-20 against Red Hill. So here's Tyson Jones with the ball. Now Luke Fleener in the corner. Being double-teamed. That got tipped by Drew Moore, but it's caught by Tyson Jones.
Almost
now
out
back
of bounds,
to Fleener,
yeah,
in the corner. He's going to drive into traffic here. He's being triple-teamed. Gets out to Tyson Jones. Stop the key. Now it's time left wing. Here's Reinhardt.
Almost traveled.
Yep.
Now the ball
now
is
that's going to be stipped away by Drew Moore. Now Drew Moore on a fast break. He's going to shoot this one over Miller, and that
short
goes off the rim, and that will stay with Red Hill as it was tipped by a North Clay player.
That's a couple of times that Drew's come up a little bit short on the break.
So Connor McKinney will inbound for Red Hill, up 27-20. Guest out to Nathan Worth. Now back to McKinney in the corner. Now this time back out to Drew Moore. Moore being guarded by Tyson Jones. Rolls out to the top of the key. Hands it off this time, Nathan Worth. Now Worth, that got tipped but caught by McKinney. Now this time cross court to Havel. Now Drew Moore left wing with the ball. Now top of the key, here's McKinney. He's taking a three, and that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Reinhardt. Now North play with the basketball. They're only down seven. They can make this one interesting.
Yeah, they already have.
Luke Fleener with the ball. Now pass it out to the right side. Here's Tyson Jones. Now back to Fleener in the corner. Being guarded by McKinney. Slukey's back in the 1-3-1. Now they feed it down low. This time it's Miller. Out top the key. Here's Tyson Jones. He's going to shoot this one from the foul line. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Parker Havel. Havel with the ball. Feeds it down low to Nathan Worth. Breaks the press and gets the basket. Nathan Worth now with 4 points in the ball game, and it's 29-20 Red Hill.
That's one thing they've been successful at, getting off the rebound and getting the ball up the court.
So this time Fleener gets it out to Trey Smith. Now back to Fleener. Now this time it's Reinhardt driving down low. Now they get it out this time. Now left wing, here's Reinhardt. He's going to drive down low, shoot it over Nathan Worth. No good, and rebounded by the Salukis. North Clay trying to press, but Connor McKinney breaks it. Now it's time out left wing. Here's Havel taking a three. That's off the rim and rebounded by Tyson Jones. Jones down on a fast break, drives down low, shoots over Havel. That got blocked, but that's going to be a foul on Havel. That will be a shooting foul.
His first foul, I believe. The first of the half. And it'll be
Tyson Jones, I think.
Yes, Tyson Jones, who has 4 points.
Tyson Jones at the free throw line. Trying to get his fifth point. First free throw is up, and it is good. Make that five. Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport. Take time for family and prayer, and always give praise. Jones at the line again. Second free throw is up, and nothing but net. 6 points now for Tyson Jones. 29-22. Red Hill still on top. Now Drew Moore as North Clay continues to press. Gets down to McKinney. McKinney back out to Moore. Now this time Havel. They feed it down low. This time to Drake Allen. Shoots over two defenders, and that's going to bounce in.
Took a couple of bounces around, but dropped through.
9 points for Drake Allen, and that makes it 31-22. Salukis on top. Now Cardinals with the basketball. They go into the left wing. Now they get out to the Reinhardt in the left corner, and they feed it down low. That's going to be tipped away, and Havel does come up with the steal, and right away calls timeout.
Well, three timeouts at Brian's call, but this one keeps Red Hill with possession of the ball.
That will be a 30-second Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 31-22 in favor of the Red Hill Salukis. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner. Quality leaves no regrets. Now Salukis with basketball. Here's Parker Havel, top the key. Connor McKinney drives down low. That gets tipped away, but it's recovered by Drake Allen, and that pass is going to be nearly stolen, and North Clay is able to not save it. They were trying to bounce it off Nathan Ward.
Yeah, but he already stepped on the line before he got it back off. Yeah, North Clay's moving the ball, trying to drive in it. They're moving their hands pretty good and slapping at things and causing some problems there for Red Hill.
This defense is really giving Red Hill fits tonight. Here's Parker Havel, right wing, gets a screen for Moore. Drives down low, shoots over two defenders, no good, and rebounded by Tyson Jones. Boy, and Jones nearly lost that rebound too, but he's able to hold on to it. Now here's Luke Fleener with the basketball, gets it out to Miller. Now right wing, here's Reinhardt being double-teamed. Cross-court pass out to Fleener. Fleener's going to take a three here, and that's nothing but net. Fleener now with 5 points in the ball game, and it's 31-25, Red Hill, down to a six-point lead. North Clay continues to press. Now here's Drake Allen, gets it out to Connor McKinney, top the key. Now Drew Moore has it right wing, drives down low, shoots over two defenders, no good, but he drew the foul on the way to the basket. And that will send Drew Moore to the free throw line. It's funny, I said he drew the foul, no pun intended.
Yeah.
That foul will be on Tyson Jones. That'll be his second and the first on the team.
Throws.
First free throw up, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford of Washington. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Second free throw up and good. Drew Moore now 7 points in the ball game. 32-25, Red Hill on top by seven. Luke Fleener has the ball in the right wing, gets it out to Reinhardt. Now this time it's Turner with it, out to Fleener, right wing. He's going to take a three, that's off the front of the rim, and Havel comes up with the rebound. Havel in quick transition here, tried to feed it to McKinney, and it's recovered by Drake Allen.
And a foul, a call against North Clay reaching in.
That'll be Aileon Reinhardt with the foul.
His second, I believe. And
that'll be the second on the team. So Red Hill will keep the basketball here. And Drake Allen will inbound out to Connor McKinney. McKinney being guarded by Reinhardt, gets it out to Drew Moore, right wing.
I think one of the keys is to get that lead back up to double digits.
Right. Yeah. They try to feed it down low to Drake Allen, stolen away. That was Reinhardt coming up with that steal. Quick transition here, driving the traffic, and he lost the ball. It goes out of bounds, and Red Hill will take the basketball. I think he was trying to draw a foul there,
Rob. I think he was, too, and kind of trying to scoop the ball.
3:50 to play in the third quarter. Red Hill up 32-25. As you say, Rob trying to build that lead back to double digits. Here's Drew Moore with it, getting a screen there from Morris. Now dumps it off to Parker Havel. Havel, and that's going to be a reach-in foul right there on Caden Turner.
That's third.
He was trying to go for a steal, I think.
Yeah, I think he was.
So a sub coming in will be Ethan Bible into the ball game for North Clay.
And I think also Trey Smith will come in for Turner.
And so Turner onto the bench with three fouls.
Third team foul against the Cardinals here in the second half. Hill has one.
Now Parker Havel with the basketball here, being guarded by Fleener, top the key. Gets out to McKinney, left wing. He's going to take a three, and that's nothing but net. Connor McKinney, now it's 8 points in the ball game. Excellent three-point shooter this whole tournament.
Yeah.
And the lead is back up to double digits.
Yeah, well, the largest was 14 in the second quarter. It's now 10.
35-25 Red Hill. Three on the way, though, by Jones, and that's going to be off the front of the rim. And Bible comes up with the rebound. Bible now being guarded by Parker Havel. 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Now they dump it off left wing. Here's Fleener. Fleener being guarded by Allen. Rolls out to the right. Gets it out to Jones. Now it's time back to Fleener. Now Bible left wing. Now it's time Fleener out to Jones. Jones is going to drive down low. Missed the shot. And Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Moore now quick transition. Drives down to the right wing. Being guarded by Tyson Jones. 2:40 to play in the third quarter as he dumps it off to Havel, and Havel had it tipped away from him. Actually, that was McKinney.
Yeah.
And that will stay with Red Hill. .237 to play here in the third quarter. Slookies with a 10-point lead as Drake Allen will inbound. Now it's time it's Parker Havel being guarded by Luke Fleener. Havel top the key. Gets out Drew Moore left wing. Moore looking for traffic, gets out right wing. Now it's time to stay forward. Now Parker Havel gets out to the top of the key. Now it's time to Connor McKinney driving into traffic, dumps it down low to and lays it in. Drake Allen now 7 points, and we will have an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 2:12 to play in the third quarter. It's Red Hill 37 and North Clay 25. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Saluki Basketball on the Legend, brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Local medical professionals caring for local people. 2:08 to play in the third quarter. North Clay with the ball and Red Hill with a 12-point lead. Now it's time to get out to the left wing. Here's Bible taking a three. That's an air ball, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Quickly up tempo for Red Hill. Here's Havel getting out to Moore, top the key. He's going to take a three, and that bounces off the rim. Havel with the rebound,
and
he's fouled over the back. And that will be Luke Fleener with the foul.
Well, one thing that kind of contributed to that foul was the ball bounced around, hung on the rim a little bit, and wasn't a clear rebound effort for that.
That'll be Fleener's first foul and the team's fourth. They inbound down low to Parker Havel. Havel brings it out back to the top of the key, gets it out to Drew Moore, right wing. Now this time it's Nathan Worth in the left wing. Out to McKinney. Now it's time Drew Moore drives into traffic, shoots it, and that's going to be no good. But Drake Allen with the rebound, and he puts it back in. Drake Allen now with 13 points, 39-25 lead for Red Hill.
Slookies scored the last 7 points. They've reduced it from 7 to 14.
Miller gets out left wing. Here's Luke Fleener. Fleener being guarded by Havel gets it out back to Miller. Miller being double-teamed now, back to Fleener left wing. Fleener's going to drive down low, shoots it over Nathan Worth. That goes in and out and rebounded by Drake Allen. Now Red Hill with the basketball as they slow things down.
Coming down to a minute to go on the third.
Here's Parker Havel, top the key, gets down to Nathan Worth, right wing. Now it's time Drew Moore, top the key. North Clay going in a 1-2-2 zone here. 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. Now Connor McKinney with the ball. Rolls out to the top of the key. Now Drew Moore directing traffic. Down to 40 seconds to go in the third, and Red Hill, if they want, can just hold for the last shot.
They do have the ball possession over the fourth quarter, too.
Now McKinney drives out to the left wing. Now this time it's Parker Havel, top the key. Now back to McKinney. Down to 26 seconds in the third. Now Drew Moore has it. Drew Moore just dribbling out the clock, gets out to Parker Havel.
Three-man weave up front with Havel, McKinney, and Moore, basically. 15 seconds.
So Parker Havel with the basketball, and it does look like Red Hill will try for the last shot of the quarter. They're going to feed it down low, though, and Parker Havel with the layup. Havel now with 8 points. Norris play with the basketball. Here's Luke Kleiner with it. He's going to throw up a half-court heave, and that's going to be way short. And that wraps up the third quarter. On the Bestway Express scoreboard, three quarters down, one to go. It's the Salukis 41 and the North Clay Cardinals 25. We're back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Salukis Basketball on The Legend, brought to you by Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. Under new local ownership and committed to offering the best quality and service to Lawrence County. Here's Drew Moore with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Here's Parker Havel, gets it out to Nathan Worth, right wing. Worth being guarded here by Miller. Miller trying to get a steal, gets it out to McKinney, and it's tipped and stolen away by Miller. Now North Clay with the basketball, quick transition. The shot's going to be no good, but Trey Smith draws the foul, Parker, and that will send him to the free throw line.
Parker's down a little bit, but I think he's slow to get up, but he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's already back up. That'll be the second foul on Havel and the second on the team.
Smith will go to the line to shoot two. That quarter, Red Hills outscored North Clay 14-5. Scored the last 9 points of the half. It was 32-25, now 41-25. Smith at the line.
First free throw up and good. That's Trey Smith's first point of the ball game. Again, the winner of this game, of course, will go to the championship game tomorrow night here in Dietrich. 8 o'clock start time, roughly, and they will play whoever wins tonight between Dietrich and Newton. Second free throw is up and no good, and the rebound, though, by Tyson Jones. North Clay still with the basketball. Reinhart's going to try to pass it down low. Here's a shot by Trey Smith, and it goes in. Essentially a three-point play. Trey Smith has 3 points. 41-28, Red Hill still on top. Now North Clay continues to press here. Connor McKinney gets out through Moore. Now they feed it down low here. Here's Nathan Worth. He's going to shoot over two defenders, and he puts it in. Red Hill doing a good job breaking the press there as Nathan Worth has 6 points. Now this time Fleener gets out left wing to Trey Smith. Now back to Fleener. Right corner Tyson Jones drives down low. Now left wing. Here's Reinhart with the driving into traffic and putting it in. Reinhart now in double figures. He's got 10. 43-30. Red Hill still on top. North Clay continues to press. They get out to Drake Allen left wing. Now Allen tries to drive into traffic and lays it in. Drake Allen now with 15 points. 45-30. Red Hill still on top.
Jumping down to about 6.5 to go.
Now this time it's Luke Kleiner with the basketball. Out to Jones in the corner, who's going to take a three. That bounces off the rim, and Nathan Worth comes up with the rebound. Salukis, quick transition here. Drew Moore on a fast break. Shoots over Kleiner. Got the basket. They count it, and the foul. Make that 9 points for Drew Moore, and he'll go to the free throw line for a chance to make it double figures. That'll be the 15th foul on North Clay, and that will be on Fleener, his second. So one free throw coming up for Drew Moore. 47-30 lead for the Salukis. Free throw is up, and it is good. Drew Moore now in double figures. He's got 10.
And 48-30. Lead, yeah.
Now Fleener gets out this time to Miller, and that's going to be nearly tipped away by Havel, but They save it. Now they try to feed it down low, and that will be a foul against Red Hill.
Against McKinney on the floor, so I don't think it's a shooting foul. Going to the 13 foul anyway.
And that's another good thing about the Salukis this half, not many fouls.
Yeah.
So Tyson Jones will inbound and get it out to Nick Miller. Miller brings it out to the top of the key, being guarded by Havel. 6:05 to play in the ball game as Fleener now has it. Back to Miller. Miller's going to take a three, and that bounces off the rim. And Drakeout comes up with it, but it's stolen away by Tyson Jones. He shoots it, no good, and the rebound this time by Nathan Worth. I believe Moore tipped that to Worth. Now the Salukis with the basketball up by 18. 5:45 to play, and that's going to be double-teamed and stolen away. Quick pass down low, and that's going to be shot and no good, and they're going to call the foul there. Yep. As Reinhardt tried to get an and one, I think.
Yeah, and Worth was coming behind him. And he, I don't think he really wanted to foul him. He couldn't stop and ran into him.
Drew Moore was asking for an explanation from the officials, it looked like. So that will send Alion Reinhardt with 10 points to the foul line. That will be the fourth team foul on Red Hill. Free throw is up, and it bounces off.
Reinhardt with, what, 10 points?
That foul is on Nathan Worth. That'll be his second. Reinhardt, the only North Clay player in double figures. Second free throw is up and good. 11 points for Reinhardt, 48-31. Red Hill still on top. Now Drew Moore with it as North Clay continues to press. McKinney with it, and that got tipped and stolen away by Tyson Jones. And McKinney tried to chase him down, yeah. And it looks like they're going to call a foul on McKinney.
His third, but he kept him getting the layup, but the ball was tipped. So it'll be a North Clay ball in their own basket.
That was a smart foul, and they didn't call it intentional, obviously, not a clear pass situation.
Yeah, he reached around, had part of the ball, too.
They feed it down low to Reinhardt, and he's going to lay it in. Alion Reinhardt now with 13 points in the ball game. Still a 15-point lead for Red Hill, 48-33. North Clay continues to press as Drew Moore gets out to McKinney. Now cross-court pass to Drake Allen in the left wing. Now it's time Drew Moore has the ball, slowing things down. 5:03 to play here in the fourth quarter. Winner goes to the championship game. Now here's McKinney out left side. Here's Parker Havel. Havel with the ball, gets past Reinhardt, backs off. Havel still with it, being pressured, gets out to McKinney. Now McKinney tries to feed it down low, and that's tipped away and stolen by Luke Fleener. Now North play with it, and we're going to have the ball tipped out of bounds by Red Hill, and that will stay with the Cardinals. That was Parker Havel, I believe, that tipped the ball away. And it looks like we will have an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 4:42 to play in the ball game. It's Red Hill 48 and North Clay 33. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2
phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
15-point lead for Red Hill as North Clay inbounds and has the ball with 4:40 to play in the ball game. Now it's time as Trey Smith being double-teamed gets it down low to Nick Miller. Miller's going to shoot this one over Nathan Worth and put it in. Nick Miller now has 6 points, and that makes it 48-35. Red Hill still on top.
5-0 run by North Clay in the ball.
And that's going to be stolen away. That was Reinhardt with that steal. Drive down low. We're going to have a whistle. And they're going to call a foul, it looks like, on Red Hill.
Be out of bounds. I think it's on, maybe it's on Drew Moore, I believe, maybe.
Drew Moore, his second.
That's another turnover for Red Hill. They've got, I got about 14 or 15 turnovers for Red Hill right now.
And that's also 16 foul, so the next defensive foul would be a one-on-one. But it's stripped away and stolen by Drew Moore. Now Moore on a fast break. Tries to feed it down low to Allen, but he can't hold on to that pass. And that will be another turnover.
I guess it's split 13 turnovers.
4:08 to play in the ball game. 13-point lead for Red Hill. But North Clay not going away easily. Now they get out to Tyson Jones. Now Luke Kleiner, top the key. Now it's time to turn. Driving down low, shooting it over the defenders, and puts it in. Turn now with four, and it's down to an 11-point lead for Red Hill. Now McKinney being pressured, gets out to Drew Moore, and that was nearly stripped away, but it goes out of bounds, as that was Aileon Reinhardt trying to get another steal.
Yeah.
And they called another whistle.
Again, well, if they're going to call a timeout, it's going to be a full timeout, it looks like. So
another Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 3:43 to play in the ballgame. It's Red Hill 48 and North Clay 37. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, 7-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
11-point lead for Red Hill. 3:43 to play in the ball game. Now Saluki's just got to finish it off.
Yeah, it was 48-30. It's not 48-37.
Seven unanswered points, and we're going to have a foul right there on North Clay.
It could become a free throw shooting contest.
That'll be the 16th foul against the Cardinals. And that will be on Nick Miller, his first.
So Red Hill, both teams are in the bonus now.
Down the inbound, and here's Drew Moore in the right wing. Moore gets out top the key. Here's Parker Havel. Havel with the ball here. Being guarded by Fleener. Rolls out to the right wing. Gets out to McKinney, right wing. And he loses it, and it's stolen away. Reinhardt with the steal on a fast break here. Shoots over Moore. No good. Rebound, though, by Jones, and he puts it in. Lead now down to single digits. It's 48-39. 3:12 to play here in the ball game. North Clay continues to press. As Havel gets out to McKinney. Now it's a Drake Allen. He's going to drive down low, shoot it, and no good. Rebounded by Caden Turner. 9 unanswered points for North Clay. Here's a 3 on the way, and that's good.
That was by that Tyson Jones.
He's got 11 now, and it's down to a 6-point game. Holy mackerel, what a game this has turned into. Now Red Hill with the ball. North Clay continuing to press. 2:43 to go in the ball game. We're going to have a reach-in foul. It looks like on Luke Fleener.
And it'll be a 1-on-1 for Parker Havel. 12-0 run. It was 48-30, now 48-42. Parker at the line. He has, 8 points? He's 0-3 from the line.
I've got 8, yep. So Parker Havel, these are big free throws, too.
Right.
This is a 1-on-1. This first one's big. It's up, and it is good. That breaks the 12-0 run by North Clay. So Havel will get a second free throw, trying to make it double figures. Havel at the line again. Second free throw is up and good. 10 points for Havel. He and Drew Moore both with 10. 2:39 to play. 8-point lead for Red Hill. Now the Cardinals with the basketball. Here's a 3 on the way by Jones. That's going to be an air ball, but he's fouled. It looked like he was fouled while shooting.
Well,
they did call a foul on Red Hill. I'm not sure if it was on the shot.
I think, it was on the rebound, I think. It was on Havel, on the Moore, his third.
And that's not a shooting foul because Reinhardt's going to the free throw line. He's not the one that took the shot. So a 1-1, and this is a big free throw here, too.
Yeah, so that shot was a way off. It didn't come in close.
First free throw is up and good. Reinhardt now at 14 in the ball game. He is almost he and Tyson Jones have almost single-handedly kept the Cardinals in this game. So a second free throw coming up for Reinhardt, trying to make it 15 points. Second free throw is up and good. Make that 15 now for Reinhardt. We're down to a six-point game. It was an 18-point lead for Red Hills. North Clay continues to press here, and Nathan Worth gets out to McKinney. McKinney tries to drive down low, gets it out to Nathan Worth, who's going to lay it in. A big basket right there by Nathan Worth. Back up to an 8-point lead for the Salukis. Now Havel going against Fleener here. Now three on the way. That's going to be off the rim. That was Jones missing it, but the rebound by Reinhardt. He's being double-teamed. Gets out left wing. Now they try to feed it down low, and that is going to be, they're going to keep it with North Clay.
2:02 to go. Red Hill by 8.
So Red Hill trying to finish it off and go to the championship game, but it's not easy. They feed it down low to Reinhardt. That got partially blocked. And the rebound, though, by Reinhardt feeds it down low to Turner. He's going to shoot it, no good, but he drew the foul.
On Worth, I believe.
And that will send Turner to the free throw line. So assuming that's a shooting foul, that will be a two-shot foul. Yeah. And that will be number three on Parker Havel.
And Turner, isn't it?
First free throw up and no good. And he gets his own rebound.
I think
they thought it was a one and one, but it was actually a two shot foul.
Turner missed that one.
So he'll get a second free throw.
1:55 remaining.
Turner at the line. Second free throw is up and good. Caden Turner now with 5 points and a 7-point lead for Red Hill. The inbound, and Parker Havel has it as North Clay continues to press. Now they get it out to McKinney, still in the backcourt. Now cross court out to Havel. They get out to Drake Allen, left side here. Out to Drew Moore, top of the key. He's being double-teamed. Drives in traffic, dumps it down low to Drake Allen. No good, but he draws the foul. So that will be a shooting foul. That'll send Allen to the free throw line with 1:40 to play in the ballgame.
Drake is 1-for-2 at the line, so he needs to get these.
That'll be the second foul on Nick Miller and the eighth on the team. Big free throws here, Allen at the line. His first free throw is up, and it bounces off. Yeah, that didn't have a very good angle there.
No,
you can kind of tell he was going to miss that free throw. Drake Allen at the free throw line again. Second free throw is up, and it bounces off, and Drew Moore gets the rebound. Tries to put it in, no good, but he draws the foul, and that will send him to the free throw line.
Big rebound there. Too bad he couldn't have converted on the shot to make it a 3-point play. But
that will be on Caden Turner. That'll be his fourth. And Drew Moore at the free throw line for two free throws.
He's 2-of-4, I believe.
And his first one's good. 11 points for Drew Moore. That was also the 19th foul, so the next foul against North Clay would be two free throws for Red Hill. Second free throw is up, and it bounces off, and this time the Cardinals get the rebound. Now it's time Tyson Jones with the basketball.
Minute and a half.
Now this time it's Reinhardt. 1:30 to play in the ballgame. Reinhardt being guarded by Havel. He's top the key, gets out to Fleener. Now it's time in the right corner. Here's Tyson
Jones.
And an offensive foul. Yeah, he pushed off.
He pushed off on
McKinney, I think.
McKinney, yeah.
Yep, that was pretty obvious. And that will be the third foul on Tyson Jones. Now Red Hill will inbound. Of course, that's an offensive foul, so Drew Moore has it. Expect North Clay to start fouling at some point, but they feed it down low to Drake Allen. No good. Rebound by Worth. He can't put it back in. Now fight for the rebound. And Drew Moore comes up with it at the top of the key. He drives in against Miller and puts it in. Drew Moore now up 13 points. 101 to play here. Three on the way by North Clay. That's going to be off the rim, and Moore comes up with the rebound. 10-point lead for the Salukis. Down to 53 seconds, and North Clay will foul.
Wild exchange there, but
now
the 10-point lead, and going to the line to shoot two will be Drew Moore.
Drew Moore in this ballgame has 13 points. Drake Allen, the leading scorer, with 15. Moore at the free throw line. His first free throw is up and good. 14 points for Drew Moore. Big crowd on hand here in Dietrich. Of course, a lot of fans are here for the Dietrich-Newton game that will be started after this game ends. Moore at the line again. Second free throw is up and good. 15 points for Drew Moore, and we've got an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout. on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 53.8 to go here in the ball game. It's the Salukis 57 and the Cardinals 45. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
57-45, this is the most intense game Red Hill's been in this tournament. Winner goes to the championship. Saluki's less than a minute away from doing that. 12-point lead for Red Hill. Drew Moore just hit a couple of big free throws. He's got 15 points, tied with Drake Allen for the score. So the North Bay Cardinals will come out of this timeout. Elion Reinhart with 15 points for the Cardinals. He's really done a good job keeping the Cardinals in this ball game, but Red Hill with a 12-point lead trying to finish this one off with 53.8 to go in the ball game. So the Cardinals will inbound, and here's Reinhart with it. Red Hill back in the 1-3-1. Now this time it's Reinhardt again, dumping it out to Fleener. Fleener in the left wing. He's going to take a three here, and that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by the Cardinals. And Reinhardt almost lost it off his foot. Three on the way from Turner, though. That's going to be off the rim, and Nathan Worth comes up with the rebound. 30 seconds to go in the ball game. Drew Moore with the ball, driving up court. And the Cardinals are putting some pressure. They tried to foul there.
Well, I think their coach said no foul.
Yeah. So with 20 seconds to go in the ball game, it looks like the Cardinals are not going to foul, and Red Hill will advance to the championship game. And they will take on the winner of Dietrich and Newton tonight. As your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard is going to be the Red Hill Salukis 57 and the North Platte Cardinals 45. And there is the buzzer to conclude matters.
Yeah, they're shaking hands out there with 10 seconds to go and everything kind of driven with the ball.
It got a little exciting, but the Red Hill Salukis are able to hold on and pull it off after North Platte got the lead to as little as six. And your final score, once again, on the Best Way Express scoreboard, the Red Hill Salukis 57 and the North Platte Cardinals 45. We will take a 3 minute break and be back with our player of the game by Bill Dobson Ford, and we will hear from Red Hill coach Brian Havel, and we'll have a preview of tomorrow night's championship game. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
And once again, your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard, the Red Hill Salukis win it over the North Clay Cardinals, 57-45. Welcome to the postgame show with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and let's take a look at the scores for the Red Hill Salukis. Drew Moore and Drake Allen both had 15 points apiece. Parker Havel had 10. Connor McKinney and Nathan Worth with 8 points each. And Cameron Ray had 1 point for Red Hill. For the North Clay Cardinals, it was Alion Reinhart leading all scores with 15, Tyson Jones with 11, Nick Miller with 6 points, Caden Turner with 5, and Trey Smith with 3 points, and also Luke Fleener with 5. So time to go ahead and announce our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And this one was a tough one, you know, lots of contributions, but I think we're going to go with Drew Moore.
I think so, yeah. So he's won it a couple of times, but, you know, he's kind of gets spread out. He's not the only one that wins it, but... not just because of the leading score, but he had some key things as Coach Havel makes his way up here.
So Drew Moore, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and we are joined now by Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. And first of all, congratulations. You're headed to the championship game. Got a little intense there in the second half, but you've come out and pulled it out.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, we knew when we saw the tournament bracket come out, this was going to be a slugfest. We watched North Clay play at Wayne City, and... you know, they're a gritty, tough team. They keep coming. They got a lot of athleticism out on the floor. And we knew, us coaches knew, they were going to keep coming and keep coming, and that's what they did.
Yeah, of course, you know, North Clay is a very tough team. You saw them in the Conrad Allen tournament. You didn't play them in Conrad Allen, but obviously you knew they were going to present a challenge. They won their first two games, so...
Yeah, and, you know, we challenged the kids today, you know, with the situation, playing the two games like it was. You know, how tough are we? And I think we showed a lot of toughness tonight. We come out and just laid it on the line, and then now we got to get rested up for tomorrow. But I'm proud of the kids right now.
You know, you had several turnovers there against the press, but when you broke it, you made them pay too.
Yeah, we did, and we'd gotten a cushion, and then we got rattled a little bit, and they had us a little rattled, but I thought once we got collected a little bit that we kind of settled down, we started doing what we needed to do against that. And you know, we were able to hit enough free throws and hit some buckets down the stretch to kind of keep them at an arm's length.
And now you got to watch this next game between Dietrich and Newton, and that'll be the winner of that game will be in the championship game against Red Hill.
Yeah, I couldn't hardly hear you. Okay. You talking about the next game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know, whether it's Newton or Dietrich, it'll be a tough game tomorrow night. But, you know, all we can do right now was set ourselves up to play in that game. And we'll stay here and watch who we're going to play and get rested up. Because, you know, all teams are in the same boat. They've played the same amount of games come tomorrow night. And we'll lay it on the line. It should be fun.
Corey, you got a question?
Just over the last couple of weeks, Drake Allen's really come into his own. What does that do for your club whenever you have another scoring option, another guy who can control the boards?
It makes a huge difference for us. I mean, he's tough to match up with because he can play in the post for us, but if we don't like his matchup in the post, we can pull him out, and he's quick on the drive, quick to that left hand. And, you know, we seen at times last year what he was going to be able to do, definitely this summer, and I think it took him a little while to get out of the gates. And I think I said this at Wayne City, you know, we start in that Capital Classic. That's tough sledding for a sophomore that's never played much varsity. And I think he's started figuring it out, and I think the kids have started figuring him out a little bit too. And, he, you know, when he's clicking like he is, he makes us a different team.
Well, it's also when he's in there, he's kind of more suited to that point, whereas Nathan – is more of a perimeter type shooter.
He goes to the basket.
You put a six-inch kid out there.
They both possess pretty good assets for us because we can put him in the post or we can pull him out. Nathan can go in the post some when we like his matchup, but he can also go on the perimeter because he can shoot the basketball and he's tall and he can see over some stuff. And we're still playing pretty good basketball, and hopefully we keep that going on into tomorrow night.
We've won seven in a row.
Yes,
I think it is.
That's nice.
All right, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow night. Congratulations. Right. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
And that's Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. We will take our final timeout, and we will be back in 3 minutes with a preview of tomorrow night's championship game between Red Hill and whoever wins tonight.
Question mark.
There you go. So we're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Bestway Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Bestway Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Bestway Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Once again, your final score on the Bestway Express scoreboard. The Red Hill Salukis win it over the North Clay Cardinals, 57-45. So the final day of the tournament looks like this. 7th place at 1 p.m., Oblong and CHBC. 5th place at 2:30 p.m., Sullivan and Arcola. 3rd place, North Clay and either Dietrich or Newton. And the championship game, 8 p.m., will be the Red Hill Salukis and either Dietrich or Newton. And, of course, you can listen to the championship game right here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM. And we will have it for you around 7:45, depending on what time the girls' championship game gets over at 6 o'clock. So, but either way, we will have the championship game for you. It'll be the Red Hill Salukis at either Dietrich or Newton. So
going to be the second tournament championship in about 2 weeks for Red Hill to play in. They were successful down at Wayne City, beating Gallatin County. They'll play either Dietrich, host Dietrich, or the Newton Eagles. And they'll see the Newton Eagles. They may see them tomorrow night, and they'll see them the next Friday also at Newton. So
yep, we will see. They could be playing Newton 2 weeks in a row, but, of course, that depends on what happens tonight. But that will do it for our broadcast tonight. Time for us to head back home and come back to Dietrich tomorrow. So our thanks to Gil T. Wilson back at the station for his good work all day for both of our broadcasts today, and doing a good job keeping us entertained. And we'll see you tomorrow night. We also want to thank all of our listeners for listening to us this whole day for Red Hill basketball. And we will see all of you tomorrow night. So for Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Red Hill basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.